Your body is speaking a language you've never been taught to understand. Millions of Americans suffer from mysterious pain conditions that defy medical explanation. Back pain that persists despite normal MRIs, fibromyalgia that resists all treatments, digestive disorders that no diet seems to fix. What if these physical symptoms aren't structural problems, but messages from your unconscious mind? Dr. John Sarno's revolutionary work on psychosomatic medicine reveals how the mind creates very real physical pain to distract from threatening emotions. With a remarkable 70% success rate through education alone, his approach challenges everything we think we know about chronic pain. While conventional medicine keeps searching for physical causes, Sarno's patients experience dramatic recoveries simply by understanding the true source of their suffering. Psychosomatic medicine addresses real physical disorders originating in unconscious emotions, not imaginary pain. The term means mind-body, acknowledging their inseparability. When John, a successful professional, developed debilitating back pain, sciatica, migraines, and acid reflux that specialists couldn't treat, his pain vanished within a month of addressing emotional stress without medical intervention. In tension myositis syndrome, TMS, the brain reduces blood flow to specific body areas, causing mild oxygen deprivation that creates pain. Operating through the autonomic nervous system, the brain can target muscles, nerves, or tendons anywhere, producing symptoms from dull muscle aches to sharp nerve pain. These physical symptoms serve a psychological purpose, distracting attention from threatening unconscious emotions. Your unconscious creates these symptoms not to harm you, but to protect you from emotional pain it considers more dangerous than physical suffering. Since the late 1960s, three major pain epidemics have devastated millions while generating enormous healthcare costs, all stemming from medicine's refusal to acknowledge the mind-body connection. Chronic back pain exploded when doctors began attributing persistent pain to structural abnormalities on imaging. Yet studies consistently show many people with abnormal MRIs experience no pain. The medical establishment has violated its do-no-harm principle by promoting expensive, ineffective treatments like spinal fusion. Fibromyalgia emerged in the early 1980s when rheumatologists established diagnostic criteria requiring pain in 11 of 18 specific locations. Studies showing reduced oxygen levels in patients' muscles support the TMS hypothesis, yet mainstream medicine rejects this explanation. By 2000, approximately 6 million Americans, mostly women, suffered from this disorder. Carpal tunnel syndrome gained prominence alongside the computer industry boom. While symptoms involve median nerve dysfunction, the cause is likely reduced blood flow rather than nerve compression. Millions who used typewriters throughout the 20th century rarely developed this condition, yet it spread rapidly once recognized as a repetitive stress injury. Psychosomatic symptoms function as defense mechanisms against unconscious emotional phenomena, particularly rage. This rage accumulates over years and remains repressed because expressing it would threaten one's self-image. The symptoms distract attention from these dangerous emotions by focusing on physical pain. Three major sources fuel psychosomatic pain. First, childhood experiences create unconscious rage. Many patients claim normal childhoods until deeper questioning reveals emotional neglect. Previous generations often prioritize discipline over emotional warmth, generating unconscious anger that later manifests as physical symptoms. Second, self-imposed perfectionism creates significant internal tension. Feelings of inferiority, typically rooted in childhood, drive people to prove their worth through perfectionism, producing unconscious rage. Third, external pressures from work, family, finances, illness, and aging generate both conscious and unconscious reactions. Someone might consciously care for an elderly parent while unconsciously harboring resentment. Even aging and death provoke intense narcissistic rage in what Sarno calls our child primitive self. The symptom imperative explains why treating one symptom often leads to new problems elsewhere. When symptoms are addressed without tackling underlying psychological causes, new conditions emerge in different areas. Mr. W. developed severe back pain after controlling his temper through psychotherapy. Another patient developed chronic neck pain after treating anxiety with medication, while a third experienced gastrointestinal issues only after physical therapy resolved his back problems. Sarno's revolutionary discovery was that knowledge itself could be curative. Patients needed to understand the anatomy, physiology, and psychology of TMS and their interrelationship. Even psychoanalysts with deep self-knowledge developed TMS when they lacked understanding of the syndrome itself. The cornerstone of treatment is education, bringing patients together for lectures that often produce rapid pain relief. Patients must learn to reject physical explanations for their pain, attribute it to benign altered physiology, TMS, and recognize that pain is a reaction to normal psychological states. Patients follow a daily program to reinforce understanding and break the pain cycle. They must fully accept TMS as the cause of their symptoms and create a list of potential sources of unconscious emotions, including childhood-generated feelings, perfectionism, life pressures, and existential concerns. The program works by communicating to the unconscious mind that these feelings are recognized, eliminating the need for pain as a distraction. Patients redirect attention from physical symptoms to psychological factors and gradually resume avoided activities, reinforcing the belief in their body's normality. The brain employs sophisticated deception in psychosomatic processes, triggering symptoms during innocent activities to convince you they cause the pain. You might blame gardening for sudden back pain, missing the earlier emotional trigger. The brain may maintain pain after healing or position it near existing abnormalities to reinforce physical explanations. This explains why treating each pain location separately rarely works long term. The medical system's fragmented body parts approach makes patients feel physically broken when they actually have one condition manifesting in different locations. Someone might see multiple specialists for fibromyalgia, IBS, and back pain, never recognizing their common psychological root. Psychosomatic principles extend beyond back pain. Dr. Samuel Mann's research shows how repressed emotions, not conscious stress, drive certain forms of hypertension through persistent sympathetic nervous system stimulation without awareness of emotional origins. Physicians practicing mind-body medicine have successfully treated numerous conditions, including fibromyalgia, carpal tunnel syndrome, irritable bowel syndrome, chronic fatigue syndrome, and certain types of arthritis. Your pain is real, but its source may not be what you think. Despite clinical success, mind-body medicine remains largely unaccepted in mainstream healthcare. The stigma around psychosomatic diagnoses creates barriers, with harmful phrases like, "it's all in your mind," suggesting symptoms aren't real when they absolutely are. Modern medicine's focus on laboratory findings fails with pain disorders by ignoring emotional factors. While neuroscience provides insights about brain structure, it offers little practical help for emotionally driven conditions. Processing emotional distress typically cures these conditions more effectively than physical interventions. Consider whether your symptoms might have emotional origins. Do they flare during stress? Have they resisted conventional treatments? Do they migrate through your body? Journal both physical symptoms and emotional states, looking for connections between life events, feelings, and symptom flare-ups. Acknowledging emotional factors doesn't mean your pain isn't real. Understanding its true source offers a healing path that physical treatment alone cannot provide. By bringing awareness to the divided mind creating these symptoms, you can begin recovery toward a more integrated, emotionally honest life.